Well, it's time for another look at a hidden gem in our listening area, and I'm very pleased to be joined right now by the Director of Community Services for the Town of Perth, Shannon Byon. Shannon, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Bob. Always a pleasure.
I don't think that there is a place that qualifies more as a healing gem and really deserves not to be a healing gem than what you've brought to us today. This is at the Perth Healing Forest, and it is a healing circle, which is new to the area, right? Tell us about it.
Sure. It is really brand new. It's been in place for maybe 4 weeks now, maybe five. And it's a really special place. I can tell you what it's made up of or what it looks like to start with. It's a circle, quite a large circle with seven sitting stones. And the stones are about 7 feet long and about 2.5 feet wide, so enough for people to sit on all in a circle. And the stones are surrounding a fire pit, also made of natural stones around the outside of the fire pit. And then between the two, there are 13 circular stones. And maybe what I can do is explain kind of the significance of all of these things. I will, of course, say that this was not my design by any way, shape, or form. It was all kind of created by Francine Desjardins, who is a local knowledge keeper, Indigenous knowledge keeper, as well as some of her, contacts and stuff. And so the seven stones are representing the seven sacred teachings, which are a real core part of the Indigenous culture. And then the 13 stones in the center represent the 13 moons, which also have special significance to the Indigenous community. And then, the fire is always central to their ceremonies and those types of things that they do. And the circle itself is, again, a really important part of the Indigenous culture. So she created the design, quite honestly, and we just executed. So I don't take any credit for any of that.
And what is the purpose of the healing circle? I'm imagining that it could serve many.
Yeah, exactly right. So we really like the idea of having it in a public space. So it is simply there as a presence at all times. We envision it being somewhere that school classes will go down to talk about and to try and understand some of the Indigenous culture and traditions and ceremonies. It will definitely, and it already has been, used by the Indigenous community to actually hold ceremonies and celebrations. They do, traditionally down in that area, they generally do something on the solstices in the fall and the spring, and they have been holding a ceremony that's gotten quite large on September 30th on the Truth and Reconciliation Day, so that ceremony the last 2 years has been, a couple hundred people there. So we see it as a large gathering space as well as a small space. And then it's there at any time for anybody to come and use and just reflect. We'll have the signage isn't up yet, but we will have a sign up explaining it and sort of, welcoming anybody to the space to use it for whatever they need it for.
Why was it important to the town of Perth? And is there any personal significance in this particular project?
Good question. I will say that our town council has been very supportive of several projects that we've done in conjunction with the Indigenous community. And we had previously done the Healing Forest down there, so it was a perfect spot for it. We also had a committee that was formed left to sort of analyze Lasdowell Park once the campground was removed. What do we want that space to become? Had lots of really good community input to that. And I will say that it very strongly came forward from that committee that they wanted that Indigenous connection to grow and to be, quite important to that park. So all of that input makes it doesn't matter what my personal opinion is. I of course support it all as well, but the simple fact that the community wanted it and that the Indigenous community wanted to be part of it made it basically a no-brainer.
And the Indigenous community, obviously, they planned it, they helped put it together, and the design is exactly to their specifications. You talked about that significance. When it comes to truth and reconciliation, a big part when it comes down to municipalities is providing a stage, providing a place where messages can be delivered, where people can gather to celebrate, to mourn. This, I think, fits the bill perfectly.
Yeah, and I think that's what we felt too, you know, just being able to provide that space, you know, it's the right thing to do. It you know, it needs to be a public thing, I think. So, like you said, the municipality, you know, it is a responsibility that we have. And I think our council's been great at supporting that, which is, you know, made my job easy.
Well, we suggest that anybody who is visiting Lostwool Park in Perth, check it out, go take a look. It is absolutely beautiful. We'll have a couple of pictures up on our website as well, but there's nothing like seeing the real thing. Shannon Byon, Executive Director of Community Services for the Town of Perth, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you. And I just want to add one more thing, that we did actually receive grant money from the provincial government to help with the project. So that was a huge asset. I think it was a 75%, 25%. So, you know, getting that influx helped a lot as well.
Shannon Byon, the Executive Director of Community Services with the Town of Perth. We've been talking about the Healing Circle, a hidden gem that can be found at the Perth Healing Forest at Lostwool Park. I'm Bob Perreault for Lake 88 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.